So I've got some figures for you, and they are probably going to make you slightly angry. 732 companies, $500 billion in collective income, zero paid in tax, nothing, zip. That's what the data shows for the financial year ending June 2016. Australia's best-known companies, as well as multinational giants, are dodging the tax man to the tune of literally billions of dollars. Michael West has worked as a journalist, a stockbroker, and a finance commentator for more than 20 years. He's also penned an article criticising what he refers to as the biggest tax cheats. He joins me to explain. Michael, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
So how on earth do these companies get away with this without being busted?
Well, there'll be a few fair dinkum ones there that, you know, companies make losses in certain years and because of, you know, restructurings or because the price of coal's gone down or whatever it is. But mostly they do it by transferring money overseas before they need to pay, they're required by law to pay tax on it. And often, the case with the oil giants, for instance, these guys are chronic tax cheats. The, you know, BP, Shell, Chevron and Exxon, the latter two being the worst. They do it by intercompany loans. So their party offshore lends them billions of dollars, some entity over in a tax haven, and the money flows through back offshore in interest payments. And 95% of the loans that the biggest four oil companies in the world make are between themselves. They're intercompany loans.
Incredible. Double Irish with a Dutch sandwich is the tactic used by some big companies. So what's the maths here? How do they negate their tax bill in that kind of elaborate way?
Well, that's the other way that this intellectual property, Apple and Google, for instance, they do it by licensing deals. So an offshore company says, you owe me this money, and so the money comes out before taxes needed to be paid on it. So they do it through intellectual property, royalties. There's royalties, interest, and dividends on equity. Those are the three principal ways that money gets siphoned offshore. And look, most multinationals do it. It's just the extent to which they do it. Some are extremely aggressive, like Chevron, and that's why they got dragged through the courts for that historic win by the ATO this year. It's going to have global ramifications. It's basically a transfer pricing of money, setting a global precedent as far as court victories go. So, you know, there's various ways that they do it, but there's an undeniable pattern this year, and that pattern is, now we've had 3 years of tax transparency data. As a result of the 2015 reforms following the Senate tax inquiry into corporate tax avoidance, the ATO is required to publish the top companies in Australia, three figures: their revenue, their tax paid, and their profit. And so now we get that once a year, and it's a great moment. Once a year we get a chance to see how much tax was actually paid. And this is the number that you can hang your hat on. I mean, all the companies defend their activities. We do everything legally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the usual sort of public relations spiel. But the fact is, there is a number, and it's how much tax was actually paid, and there's another number, how much money actually came in the door. And in the case of Exxon, for instance, the world's or America's biggest oil company, they have now not paid tax in Australia for 3 years. They've made $25 billion in revenue and not paid any tax. And meanwhile, they're a huge gas producer. They've got a joint venture in the Bass Strait with BHP. Gas prices have been tripling in the past few years, and so how they haven't made a profit from that is just beggars belief. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars a month flowing through the door, and how you can not pay tax on billions of dollars a month, $1,000 million a month. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you know, I was all right at maths at school, and my basic maths tells me this, you know, it's just not adding up. We know that the government says that they're cracking down on tax avoidance. They have that policies to do this. They've legislated to do this. Is it working?
Well, I do note, Patricia, that there's a bit of a jihad on nurses and policemen who have been claiming sunscreen and hats as part of their duties when they work outdoors, and apparently there's a big crackdown on that And meanwhile, there's 500 billion gone missing from these companies. So there's, you know, there's, it's just an incredible paradox, really. And I really think things are improving. People are becoming more aware. And that's why when they tried to foist a GST hike on us a year or two ago, everybody just said, well, why should we be hit with more taxes when the world's biggest companies operating in Australia don't pay any tax at all, or at least one third of them?
So it's a credibility issue. You know, you want to talk about tax reform, but you can't realistically ask people to pay more tax or a different mix of tax if people don't trust the system, right?
Well, absolutely. It's very difficult for them to govern. I mean, there's political stasis in this area because everybody's onto it now. The community awareness, I mean, this is something that transcends the political spectrum, left, right, centre, doesn't matter. Just about everybody agrees that people should pay their fair share of tax. There's some arguments around the quantum of what fair share means. And the government hasn't been totally useless on this. I mean, they were pushed into the reforms by the Greens and Labor. But they've got an extra $2 billion for multinationals coming in the door as a result of that. That's a result of a few media stories and increasing community awareness and pressure. I mean, it's people, right? People contact me the whole time. What can I do? Write to my local MP. Yep, write to your local MP. Get on social media. Make your feelings known, because this issue really has to get bigger. I mean, there's $2 trillion sitting in tax havens. It's just sitting there in tax havens. It goes back, a lot of it, into the US bond market and so on. So this is kind of virtual circle of global capital from tax avoidance, propping up indebted Western governments, particularly the US. But, you know, ultimately something's got to be done about this. There's got to be a circuit breaker. People are just going to get fed up with it. In Europe, they're making a few strides. But in the UK, they're still refusing to do things like just set up a simple register of all these tax havens that are British protectorates, you know, the Cayman Islands, the BVI, which is highly secretive, Jersey, the Bermuda, they're all British protectorates. But the British government, while protesting, you know, that they're really trying to crack down on the problem, all they have to do is ask for a simple list of what are the entities, beneficial ownership, and who owns these things in these tax havens. It would be, you could pull it together in an afternoon.
It's an incredible story. Michael, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your insights.
Absolute pleasure.